This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Exploring the Universal Human Bond Through Positive Humanism. Discover the universal human bond and how positive humanism offers a secular path to personal flourishing and meaningful human connection. The universal human bond, what connects us all? You know, sometimes I find myself just marveling at this invisible thread that links every single one of us across the globe. This idea of a universal human bond, something deeper than language, nationality, or beliefs, that unites us as human beings. It's pretty amazing to think about, especially when you compare it to how different our lives can look on the surface. When I say universal human bond, I'm talking about those fundamental ways we're connected beyond all the stuff that usually separates us. It's the empathy we feel when someone's in pain, the joy we share when someone succeeds, or even the simple kindness given by a stranger on a random day. At its core, this bond reflects humanistic values, those principles that emphasize the intrinsic worth and dignity of every person. What's really fascinating is how these connections form the basis for something called positive humanism. Unlike traditional views that rely heavily on religion or dogma, positive humanism takes a secular worldview and applies applied humanistic philosophy to our everyday lives. It focuses on fostering compassion, reason, and personal flourishing without needing faith in the supernatural. And honestly, that makes it pretty accessible for anyone, regardless of background. Think about it like this. Positive humanism encourages us to see each other as partners in a shared human experience. It's about cultivating understanding and cooperation because we recognize that despite our differences, we all want to grow, be loved, and feel meaning in our lives. How does this bond play out in real life? Well, take positive psychology, for instance. This science examines what makes life meaningful and satisfying, things like gratitude, kindness, and social connection, all of which are expressions of that universal bond. Or look at how certain humanistic values can help us resolve conflicts by reminding us to respect and care for one another as fellow humans, rather than opponents. And on a personal level, when you embrace this bond, it can radically transform your perspective. Instead of feeling isolated or cynical, you tap into a sense of belonging and purpose. This universal bond isn't just some warm, fuzzy idea. It has real, tangible benefits. Once you start seeing the world from a secular worldview informed by positive humanism, you realize that flourishing isn't just a personal goal, but a collective one. It's about building communities and societies that lift everyone up. It reshapes how we relate to others and even how we think about ourselves. If you're curious to learn more about how these ideas come together, there's a really insightful resource called Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. The book lays out the foundations of a positive humanistic philosophy in a way that's both approachable and practical. It's perfect for anyone interested in understanding how a secular worldview can help us thrive together. Honestly, embracing this universal human bond through positive humanism changed the way I see relationships, community, and personal growth. It's empowering because it centers the idea that we don't need to wait for external validation or spiritual promises to find meaning or purpose. It's right here with us, in our shared humanity. So, if you want to start your own journey toward personal flourishing and understanding how these principles can impact your life and the world around you, I recommend checking out The Primer. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's accessible, thoughtful, and a little beacon of hope for how we can live more connected, compassionate lives.